in having met her and lived to brag on it. But, gods, the heaps and bales of buts! If you entered the null, all your spells would fall apart. No, new spells wouldn't work. Spells in place would be safe. I did not understand, and said so. A simple glamour will fade on entering the null. It is being actively maintained. A spell which changes and leaves changed, but which isn't active on entering the null, won't be affected. Something off in the badlands of my mind tickled me. I could not run it down. If you turned into a frog and hopped in there, you'd stay a frog. If the transformation was actual and not just an illusion. I see. I hung a red flag on that, told me to worry it later. I will become a companion acquired along the way. Say, someone who can help with your documents. There had to be levels of deceit, or something. I could not imagine her putting her life into my hands. I do believe I gawked. She nodded. You begin to understand. You trust me too much. I know you better than you know yourself. You're an honorable man, by your own lights, with enough cynicism to believe there can be a lesser of two evils. You have been under the eye. I shuddered. She did not apologize. We both knew an apology would be false. Well, she asked, I'm not sure why you want to do this. It makes no sense. There is a new situation in the world. Once there were only two poles, your peasant girl and I, with a line of conflict drawn between. But that which stirs in the north adds another point. It can be seen as a lengthening of the line with my point near the middle, or as a triangle. The point that is my husband intends destroying both your white rose and myself. I submit that she and I ought to eliminate the greater danger before... Enough, I see. But I don't see Darling being that pragmatic. There's a lot of hatred in her. Perhaps, but it's worth a try. Will you help? Having been within a stone's throw of the old darkness and seen the ghosts astalk on the Barrowland, yes, I would do most anything to keep that dread spook from shedding his grave. But how trust her? She did that trick they all have of seeming to read my mind. You will have me within the null. Right. I'll need to think some more. Take your time. I can't leave for some time. I suspect she wanted to establish safeguards against a palace revolution. Chapter 41. A Town Called Horse. 14 days passed before we took air for Horse, a modest town lying between the Windy Country and the Plain of Fear, about 100 miles west of the latter. Horse is a caravan stage for those traders mad enough to traipse through those two wildernesses. Of late, the city has been the logistical headquarters for Whispers operations. What skeleton forces were not on the road to the Barrowland were in garrison there. Damned northbound fools were going to get wet. We drifted in after an eventless passage, me with eyes agog. Despite the removal of vast armies, Whispers